It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You watch it. So help me God, you'll be scrubbing urinals at the Burt Reynolds Theater.
Hey there, this is Katie, and I have a great ass.
Yes, you do, baby. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow.
Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Get on the line right now to get on the air. Later on this break, we'll be chatting with a very, very wonderfully talented dude, Bill Maher.
Very excited.
I love
about
that guy. I love Real Time. I watch that show all the time. He's on a hiatus from it right now. And Bill Maher will be coming up with a big show here. He's going to be at the DAR Constitution Hall. That's in right here in Washington, D.C. this Thursday, May 29th. At 8 p.m. for tickets, go to LiveNation.com and Ticketmaster. And Real Time with Bill Maher, nights at 11 on HBO. And I think they're all new ones are starting, I think, the end of August. August 22nd sticks in my mind.
Good. I look forward to
that. But then again, I could be wrong. Beth Ann McBride, please come to the studio.
She's the producer.
She's the executive producer.
That's right.
Rob's playing her in.
I had some
music.
What
the hell is this?
I was using this.
Showbiz music. It was fun talking to the movie guy.
I was going to use this to play the movie guy out, and you beat me to it.
Oh, sorry about that.
I can't believe you didn't ask him about Batman.
I'm sorry. I didn't get a chance to, but it was fun talking to him the Tuesday after Memorial Day weekend.
Timing of that, do you?
That was a lot of
fun. Carla would have liked it.
Yes, Carla would have loved
that. Because she gets me.
Let's talk to a movie guy about movies.
Shut up.
After the holiday weekend is over.
Go to hell.
That'll be a lot of
wow.
fun. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was groundbreaking.
She knows she can get away with it.
That wasn't an invitation. That was a request.
He wouldn't hit me live on the air.
No, I would not.
No, he might.
Do you feel empowered because of your relationship with Carla now that
no.
you can say things like go to hell and stuff like that? This started on...
I feel nothing but sympathy
this, for Carla.
I love... I'm kidding.
You.
There you go.
You know what?
What
really?
Did I tell you? What did I tell you?
Let's get the movie going. On Tuesday after the weekend.
You because
hi,
it was
how was the how was Indiana Jones? It, movie guys are supposed
you
to be.
Why didn't go and see it?
I didn't see it because I didn't have time.
For the show. We didn't have time.
I'm totally
what are you
prepared.
Talking about?
I am totally prepared. Let's go to Dan and Sterling. Dan, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, guys. I just wanted to thank you for putting together Hogfest. Had a really great time out
thank
there.
Thank you. My idea.
Good.
It was a brilliant idea. Good times. I'm looking forward to next year.
So are we. It's going to be bigger and better next year. We're going to take off the date. The year, rather. No, we're not.
To hurt me.
Just to hurt Beth Ann. All right. Here we go. We got to have a little round table here about what we want to do.
Please.
We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. This is an idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it came from. The nice thing about the way we do the show, we have a lot of these sit-downs where everybody kind of throws different ideas out. And then, you know, usually we take Beth Ann's original idea and we improve
fix it.
We fix it.
That's the way it normally works. Except for I believe we have to give you Big Mother sole credit.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Right? Good
that was
job
all
that.
Yours.
Yeah.
But some of the other
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, it was all right.
Whoa.
We.
Some of the other ones. G-P-U.
Yucko.
That's it.
I need something.
See, I'm giving her what
edge.
She wants now. I am giving her what she wants. Here's the deal.
You must give her what she needs.
And and incidentally, is Bill Maher going to be on time? Is he going to be punctual? Or is
yes.
he going to be like a lot of
I
other
wish I was
Hollywood
by
people?
Telephone. Yes.
Bill Marvelous.
We were talking about having a little competition between the four of us as far as a food competition.
Yes.
Now, everyone that's listened to me do these shows over the years knows that I've got a little Martha Stewart in me.
As do I, as
thank
does
you,
Rob.
As
thank
I
you
don't.
Very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You are full of piss and vinegar today.
But I don't
did you get laid this weekend? I swear
no,
to
I
God.
Did not.
My God, she's out of her mind.
But you'll be the first to know.
We decided, and I think this was Rob Spiewak's idea, to get a blind taste test with people who are legally blind.
Right.
So here's the idea. This is the way this would work. Buzz makes a dish, mm-hmm. Mike makes a dish, mm-hmm. Beth Ann makes a dish, and Rob makes a dish. We all go home, and we prepare something that is like our house specialty. I know we all love to cook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you love. Do you love to cook, Beth
no.
Ann? Are you out of the can? And Joe. Yes,
Joe
I'm sorry, Joe.
Joe.
Joe's a great cook.
Joe
have
did
to
not
include
mean,
Joe.
Did not mean to leave you out.
Yeah.
Joe, you are most definitely included in that.
I absolutely. Know what Beth Ann's favorite thing to make for dinner is.
What's reservations?
They're funny.
Oh, F that. So it's
go to hell.
So yeah, go to hell.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Wow.
Sorry.
That meant she had a good weekend, though. That's the
I
way
guess.
Your mind works. I'm going to tell Carla, what did she tell you? What did she say to you about? What the hell did she say to you about
that made you convinced that she gets you?
She gets you.
We just had a connection.
Yeah, okay. Nothing specific.
A big, daft connection.
And like I told you during the break, that's what you want. The woman you work with and the connection. Woman you live with
shut
becoming
up.
Best friends.
Shut up. Go to hell.
What could go
up.
Wrong?
Eat me.
Well, you know what could get bad?
Eat me.
You're hearing it now.
You know what could have happened? You know, there's many hours that
could have happened is I could keep that hypnotist on, like, retainer. I could keep that
Gary.
Hypnotist on
good
a
idea.
Regular. Keep him here every effing day. Mm. I swear to God. What's he going to be doing? The Holiday Inn down at, you know, College Park again?
CK has a about 10 hours he doesn't remember from Saturday night, so maybe she did get late.
A lot of people blacked out that night. I didn't think it was that crazy, but I guess it got kind of strange.
Well, Chris is tiny.
So, getting back to the whole thing,
yes.
the Legally Blind, we make our
signature
food.
Signature dish.
Signature dish. It has to be, doesn't have to be big because we're only going to have three or four judges mm-hmm. who are each going to rate our, now will we have to have voting cards in Braille
to do this? Think so.
I think I they could
know.
Register.
Couldn't they just whisper in somebody's ear?
They could. We could have like BDK or something come in, and they could whisper in his ear what the score is.
Well, they could speak it, couldn't they?
What?
It doesn't have to be secret. They could just speak it.
Make their guess.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I want some drama so that we know, you know, how we're all doing.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Excuse me.
Are you well?
You've really
you
given
right?
me indigestion.
Wow.
You've really upset me.
I'm sorry.
You've made me late enough.
Beth Ann went to the Home for the Blind. And was summarily rejected. She went to the blind
the
people.
The international industries.
But
the
see,
blind.
You did this on your own, and if you had spoken to me, I said, I really think that we must have more blind listeners in our audience that simply call. We've had two or three over the years.
Oh, more
Blind
than that.
Glenn is one of them. Mm-hmm. And then there's this other guy.
Louis Jelly?
Yeah, Louis Jelly, who calls in on a regular basis. Now,
Stevie Wonder and Jose Feliciano.
Several others.
Did we interview Jose Feliciano?
No, you interviewed Stevie Wonder.
We almost interviewed Jose Feliciano, I think.
Did you really?
I think he was scheduled.
Wonderful
at one point.
Singer.
Yes.
He was terrific.
With an international flavor, Mike.
You distract me because I have ADD. I'm now trying to think of the movie where Jose Feliciano is playing. Is it that's right. It's Fargo, and he's there with the hookers.
Exactly.
That's it. Thank you very much, Rob Spiewak.
We'll be right back.
See, he tries to help.
We were talking about one thing, and next thing I know, you were talking about something
else. We're talking
else.
About blind taste test,
we were,
and it's a blind guy that's in
a movie. Okay.
How can that be wrong?
It's not wrong.
So as I was saying,
yes.
Blind taste test, what I'd like to do is if you are legally blind, like the governor of the state of New York now mm-hmm. after Spitzer banged the chick. Rob, do not do that governor's pantomime.
That's just a little pantomime.
Have you seen Rob do his impression of the governor reading?
Just put a paper down on your desk and put your face down against it.
His nose is touching the paper.
Right.
He is legally blind. He can see.
His vision is horrible.
His vision is terrible.
It's not
but
good.
If you are legally blind, we would like to invite you to come down here and be part of our blind taste test.
Please.
Legally blind or better. You can be totally blind.
Yes, of course.
Now, somebody hopefully will make a note of this as I'm saying this. Because we've had him one meeting on it behind the scenes mm-hmm, already, mm-hmm. and I think meeting on it.
Thank you.
And I'm sounding very polleny today, aren't
I? Oh, it's
bad. Allergies.
Well, I did speak with Louis Jelly.
Okay.
And so maybe.
He's always a little wobbly about coming down. Oh,
well,
hold on a second.
His
hold
aunt.
On.
Is he there?
Asking ye shall receive. Let's go to Marie in Fairfax. Hi, Marie.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, Marie.
Marie, are you totally blind?
Yes, I am.
Marie, would you like to be part of our taste test this Thursday?
Sure. Why not?
Why not? Marie, a little more enthusiasm. You're going to be treated to fabulous foodstuffs.
Oh, yeah. I like food. I love food.
Good. What's your favorite seafood or steak?
Are you trying
to
get an advantage?
No, I'm just trying to get a feel for Marie.
Old saying, seafood. I see food and I eat it.
Excellent. Well, looks like, yes, the old adage. Marie, we'd love to have you participate. Now, Bethann, can we provide transportation? Can we provide cabs for these people? I'll come up with the money if we need to get cabs to pick people up.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Marie, do you have a dog? Do you have a service dog?
No, I don't.
That's a shame. I was hoping to meet the service dog. I think that's very cool.
I have a pet.
The service dog.
Well, bring the pet.
The seeing eye dog, is that what they call them?
I think you're supposed to call them service dogs.
Is seeing eye politically incorrect, a seeing eye dog?
Seeing eye dog is fine with me.
Fine with you.
You don't have one, though, so.
Marie, how old are you?
28.
28. Have you been blind since birth?
No, since 1994, multiple sclerosis.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And would you like to come down and participate in our challenge?
Yes, please.
All right, then, Marie, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your information.
Good.
We have our very first, and she is totally blind, which means I think her vote should carry more weight than somebody who's just legally white.
No, everybody's the same. If you're legally blind or more
I like to discriminate against people that are used to being discriminated against.
I know
against.
You do, but there are laws about
that. All right, Marie, I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much.
It's going to be good food.
Well, that's good.
Okay, so she's in. That's great. We got a chick already.
Lewis needed it to be Thursday or Friday because his aunt or cousin or somebody could pick him up then.
Oh, transportation is better for him later in the week.
Right, so Thursday.
We got another one, I think. Oh, here's Lewis. Lewis is calling in right now. Lewis Jelly. He said Thursday he'd be able to do it. Joe, put him on hold, please. Come on. I want to talk to Lewis Jelly.
We all do.
Who doesn't?
We did it again.
I'll jump in.
Lewis Jelly from Culpepper. How are you, sir?
Look, my broccoli's getting cold and my spam's getting hot, so I got to go. No, I'm just kidding.
There he is, Lewis Jelly, ladies and gentlemen.
Lewis.
Yes, sir. Lewis, are you going to be able to, if we can get you like a cab from Culpepper?
Or an intern to pick you up.
That's dangerous.
God, mind those pennies, Beth Ann. Run the radio station like it's your own personal fortune.
I will.
Yes.
If you watch
or
the pennies,
get an intern, or maybe we could get an intern to take you back from by rickshaw.
Do you do a lot of hitchhiking, Lewis?
Do you want to pay for a cab from Culpepper?
Well, I mean, I just want Lewis to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Where's that fabulous intern you booked? You hired
Harpo.
Can I just ask you one thing, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead, Lewis.
Whatever happened to Dee Dee Skank? She had a hell of a voice.
Dee Dee Skank. Did you ever listen? 16 years ago. I know, but Lewis, did you ever listen? You've listened to the show for a very long time.
Oh hell yeah!
Did you ever hear the story where I was down in South Beach?
Yeah.
And I looked over and I saw a waitress, and it was Dee Dee Skank,
yeah.
And she was all growed up, and
damn.
I mean,
yeah.
Oh, I know.
Oh my God! I mean, she was like,
that's hot.
Some guys have all the luck.
A lovely lady.
Had like blossomed. She was a stunning redhead to start
mm-hmm.
with,
yeah.
And she had turned herself into something.
Oh man!
And she was wearing this white shirt, and I just
say no more.
Oh, it was a tight
white. Please say more.
And the black tuxedo pants. I'm like,
oh man!
All
right,
I tried to be cool.
Dee Dee Skank is a woman.
Yeah, a lovely.
That was a man. With tight white pants.
Oh, now.
Big package like BDK. That's what I like. Lewis Jelly, I digress. How old are you, sir? How old are you, Lewis?
53. If I'd known I was going to live this long, I'd have took better care of myself. You know?
Are you a blind from birth, Lewis?
Just about, yeah.
And are you totally blind?
I can see just a little bit. I can see black lights and things like that, but I can't read print. And that's it.
Okay, so, Lewis, would you be willing to join us?
Oh, hell yeah, I'd be willing to join. Somebody can come get me.
All right, fantastic.
Lewis, your aunt can't get you?
No, my niece can't.
Maybe he had plans. Lewis,
hold on
don't worry, I'll take care of it.
Beth Ann, Lewis, can you walk? Can you start now? Beth
Ann, yeah.
Beth Ann says yes,
how
walk.
Blind are you?
You sound like my brother-in-law.
Hitchhike.
I already asked him how blind he was. He said he can see a little bit. All right, I want to put you on hold, okay, Lewis?
Okay.
Make sure he's not cheating.
All right, when is the... Puts the thing and start the revolution without me?
Yes.
He hands the guy some French bread and goes, here, have some chicken. There you go. All right, so we have two out of... Now, I think if we get five, we can do five.
Oh, yeah.
Can't we just... Three is nice.
We're getting people calling. I didn't know we had this groundswell of support among the sighted community and our listening audience.
What if they carpooled? Would it be okay?
All you need is one person to drive.
That's right.
A deaf person.
Three
cab fares would cost less.
All right. Oh, wait a minute. We have a caller on Ryan who knows what Carla told Beth Ann.
I'd like to hear this.
Right, this is
hold on.
If you're blind, legally blind, call us. It's 5 o'clock.
I know. I'm looking at them.
If you're blind, call us. Bill Maher's calling in a second. Ryan from Sacramento, hold on. Let's. You know what Carla told Beth Ann? What did Carla tell Beth Ann?
I do know exactly what Carla told Beth Ann. You remember in elementary school, you had a crush on somebody, you hit them or kicked him in the shoulder, gave him a noogie.
Sure.
Now she's doing that by saying hell no. And kind of flirting with you a little bit. And I think it's apparent that Carla told her what a great lover you are and how blessed you are down there.
Yes, thank you. You know what, Ryan? Ryan, let me just say, Ryan, if I get more calls like this from Sacramento, I will start changing my opinion of the entire area.
Good.
And I'll throw Modesto in there, too.
Oh, wow.
You are an incredible lover, Mike.
Thank you for the call, Ryan. Very nice man. Now, that is
a
smart Sacramento
caller.
That's
weird. It's like he was there.
All right.
I've
gone through the hoops for Mr. Maher. I'm very excited.
Do we have any more blind people?
No, we don't have any. No.
Sorry.
No one's calling.
Do we have anybody?
Any rabbits in your hat?
Right from the triad. Do we have anybody else calling right now? not the question you ask the host.
What do I ask?
That is the, oh, God.
Ask what a magnificent lover he is.
Go to hell.
Go.
Now we're even.
Go straight to hell, McBride.
Fine. I will.
All right. Buzz,
yes.
I hate to get into this, Buzz, because
I know.
I'm going to start
As soon as we start,
and
the phone
then
will ring.
He's going to call in.
And we're really looking forward to it.
Now, or we could take a short break. We could do that, Beth Ann. We've talked about our legally blind.
It's a gamble.
Before we say anything, everybody quiet. Shh. If you're legally blind and you'd like to participate in the Legally Blind Taste Test, 877-365-3636. We will take a limit of 4 blind people. Rob says 10.
Rob we'll take
says
4.
10. No.
Yeah, Rob.
4
and Beth Ann will drive you to our studio herself. It'll be that exciting.
In her beautiful car.
All right.
10 shall people won't fit.
Now, shall we talk about Mr. Burbank? And there's a wonderful, wonderful little quiz for
Buzz.
A quiz,
a test, if you
will.
And
it's entitled, Are You Addicted to Pornography?
I don't know.
I don't want to dive into this and be interrupted because it's really something that we're going to get a rhythm almost like sex, you see, if we get that going.
Promise.
I'll get all worked up now, and then we'll have to stop.
Have you checked with Mr. Mars' people?
Well, I've been in here. I can go check now.
Go ahead and check. I'll wait. But we'll chat amongst ourselves while you do that.
I think he's calling. We'll
wait. Oh, there he is.
Okay.
It looks like the phone's ringing.
All right. Let's get Bill on the phone.
William?
I don't like to take it unless it's really him and he's not put on hold and have whole 9 yards.
Standing by.
It has
by
to be official.
I'm going to go
standing
find
by. Now it's on hold.
Ask him if he's legally blind.
Let's go right to the phones.
Yes.
I've been wanting to interview this gentleman for a long time. Bill, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Maher.
Thank you.
I swear to God, all those years you were slogging in here to do the Liddy Show, and what a national treasure you've turned out to be. I would have tackled you in the hallway and you know, tried to force myself on you. That's how much I swear to God, Bill, I all those years we used to see you come in and you did the show with that fossil, and you know, here we were just coming on after the guy, and real time is on my list. I never miss that
Same
show.
Here.
You know, you tell it like it is, and I'm just delighted for your success, and I love your stand-up as well. Okay.
And where is G. Gordon breaking in these days?
Where is G. Rob? Do you know where G. Gordon Liddy's doing his show? Where's he doing his show? And where's he modeling his red, white, and blue Speedo?
I think
is he on the deck of the SS Veendam again?
A series of many low-powered AM stations.
Before we get to, I'm gonna. You know what? I like this guy so much. I'm doing the plug up front.
Good
okay?
for you.
That's nice.
Bill Maher this Thursday, May 29th, 2008, 8 p.m. He's going to be at DAR Constitution Hall. That is a great venue. Have you done that one before?
I believe I have.
That is a wonderful place to see any kind of show. And I graduated from the American University there. Yes. 7 years worth every time.
Well, I know it's a great place to do comedy, which is what I love to do.
Yes, and it's a perfect place for you to be because you do talk politics. We're going to do that now. Bill Maher, when the Hillary Express finally runs out of steam, will the Democrats have enough? Will the Democrats, and specifically, obviously, Obama, will they have enough to win, or is the party tearing itself apart, which it seems to be doing right now?
I'm not on that page. I'm not one of those people who thinks it's gloom and doom because there's two qualified candidates who go at each other a little. I think what Hillary said this past week was probably the most unfortunate.
You mean the assassination comment?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, come on, you have to look at it with a laugh, even though it was really a terrible thing to say. But it sounded like she was saying, look, Bobby Kennedy was shot in June. There's always hope.
Yeah, it seemed
there's
like
there's always
that.
Hope.
The ultimate Freudian slip from Ms. Clinton. When you look at Hillary's strength with, I guess, what they call the blue collar white voters, isn't that code for saying we don't want a black guy to be president? Isn't that really what they're saying?
Well, yes. There's always more racism in America than people think because it's under the surface. It's certainly this country has made great strides in my lifetime, even in my adult lifetime. I remember walking into bars and restaurants in Los Angeles, which is a pretty liberal city, as recently as the 90s, holding hands with a black girl, and all the heads would turn around. Granted, it was RuPaul. But
sorry about that. We will, and we're going to get to a segment I want to call Bill Maher, Truth or Myth, since you brought that up. We'll get to that in a second. I've always said that your show, it really rocks when you have a killer panel. Do you have any particular favorites, and also do you have any people you wouldn't invite back?
Well, they're definitely. That's always a tricky question, Mike. I hate to get trapped into that because if you say who your favorites are,
well, I know I have them. I know I have people that I like that guy from.
Oh, I do too. But if you say it, then the next time I run into Martin Short, if I haven't mentioned him, and he is, and by the way, he is one of my favorites.
Right, right.
I will be roasted over the cult, and of course, the people you don't want to have back. Yeah, you don't want to be a bad host and talk about a guest who wasn't so great.
Have you ever banged Arianna Huffington?
Oh, my God. That would be like incest. She's like my sister.
I'm not even gay. I've been watching you for years, and I always picked up on a little something there, all right?
Well, I mean, the love that she and I have between us is truly. I mean, I love her so much, so deeply. I would never impose upon her me as a boyfriend type because I've never been a very good boyfriend.
Okay, are you ready to play Bill Maher, Truth or Myth?
I am ready.
Bill
Maher,
Bill Maher, and there are only three of them, so no sweat. And for this, a piece of cake for you. Bill Maher, Truth or Myth? Number one, you only date black women.
Complete myth.
And, I mean, really out there. You hear about Bill Maher. You hear this all the time. Complete myth.
Complete myth, yes. I mean, I love all women,
right.
Black, white, in between. The only kind of people that, you know, women that are not really my type are, you know, very pale, like, redheads.
Okay.
Like Julianne Moore, I could see, is a beautiful woman, not my type.
Right. Okay, all right.
But absolutely not. I mean, Robert De Niro has a thing for black women. You know, that's what he walks into a room, he wants to find the black one. I've never been that way. My situation is I get along really well with black people because they tend to keep it realer.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, I get along better with the men and the women. So, you know, I wind up having a lot of black friends, but I certainly don't seek out, and in my lifetime, I've dated way more white women than black women. There are just more white women in the world.
Very good.
At least in this country.
All right. Bill Maher, Truth or Myth number two. And I think you bring a little of this on yourself. I watch enough of your show to know that you are a notorious pothead.
Well, I certainly would never say publicly.
Good for you, Bill.
Look, I will occasionally have a jazz cigarette. If someone lights it at a party.
Sure. If Gene Krupa is in the lobby and says, come out back.
Exactly. Gene Krupa.
Gene Krupa says, hey, but work up a sweat with me, Billy.
I certainly would never purchase any. And as far as smoking it, a couple of times, yes, when I was exceeding the 12-mile limit offshore of the United States. I was in William F. Buckley's pleasure boat, and we were outside of the constitutional realm where it would be illegal. Yes, I did partake, and I found nothing to it.
I tell you, William F. was a great partier, man. A wonderful. He will be missed, won't he?
Right, and he was one of the guys who was absolutely adamant that drugs should be legalized.
Right.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, very one of the pioneers of what was it? What was the magazine? I'm trying to think. God, I got a mental
National problem. Review.
National Review. And
he also, in 2005, wrote an article in National Review about the Iraq War that simply was titled "It Didn't Work," and said, "Look, we tried it. Noble effort. Let's get out."
You
2005.
Know, he wrote a an article in a boating book, and I think it might have been Yachting Magazine. And I still, you know, because I went to American University and you went to Cornell, I can't remember what it said.
Right.
But it was a sentence that I read over and over again because it was so beautifully written.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just him writing kind of a puff piece about traveling, cruising the coastline of Europe. And it's just amazing. I mean, he was a great writer.
I couldn't even hold it against him that he would never do my show. And that the one time we did ask him, his response to "Would you do my show?" was, "Not at all." Not at all.
You do need a few more guys like this. All right, Bill Maher, myth or a truth or myth number three? You argued politics with a Republican hooker.
A Republican hooker?
Yes, yes.
Where was?
It's the internet. It's the land of the internet.
Oh, I don't even know what a Republican.
Is there such a
That's crazy. How would you know if a hooker was Republican? Why would you be talking politics? Why would you be getting a hooker if you're not a weirdo like Elliot?
All right, see, there it is. All right, total myth. Total myth on that.
I can't even understand that myth.
Okay, if you're – well, it seems to me if you're keeping track at home, that would be two myths and one truth. Let's move on to the next question here. Everyone talks about Bush's low popularity, but are you surprised there's not more anger in this country? Because I am. I think, you know, you seem to get a little hot and bothered by all this, but it just doesn't seem like anybody else is really taking it to that next level.
I agree. You know, anger has been denigrated in this country. Certainly when you're a candidate, you can't show anger. McCain, remember when he was running in 2000? The kind of the scuttlebutt was against, oh, yeah, you know, he gets angry.
Right.
Well, you know, he was in a box for 5 years in Vietnam. Maybe he got a little cranky from that.
Right. Just a little bit.
I think we need more anger. Considering how much we're ripped off, poisoned, and lied to, it is ridiculous that people aren't angrier. I think anger is a very good thing. I'd like to see some of that McCain anger. I'd like to see people angry. Bush's approval rating, I just saw, was 23%.
Right, right.
I don't understand the disconnect in people's minds. For example, 81% say the country's on the wrong track,
right,
and yet at least half of them are considering voting for the guy whose policy is more wrong track.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense.
Explain that to me.
And you know, really, when you're talking about that combined with some of the situations we're dealing with, gas prices, food prices, real estate prices, you know, the housing market blowing up, I'm amazed that we just don't have more people, you know, not necessarily running into the streets, but just in general being more upset. And, you know, you go to Memorial Day parades, everybody's kind of happy, and, you know, get me a funnel cake and everything's fine. It's weird. Do you have a favorite living Republican?
Colin Powell.
Okay. All right. Very good. Mm-hmm. And you're asked to spend a summer weekend at one of these gentlemen's homes, and you have to pick one: Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly, and why, please?
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry. I like these questions. They're fun.
I would go to Bill's house. I mean,
really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, first of all, I've never met or spoken to Rush Limbaugh. I don't know what he would do.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I'd like to change that answer.
He'd say, "I've got some baby blues for you,
Rush
baby."
Yeah, Rush has drugs.
Hey, that's right.
Rush Limbaugh's house, definitely. Raid the Vicodin cabinet. Or the OxyContin or whatever it was. No, I mean, I don't know Rush Limbaugh. And he is, let's be honest, as far as just ideologically, he is a different animal than Bill O'Reilly. I don't agree with a lot of what Bill O'Reilly says. He's not nearly as far out there as Rush Limbaugh. And, you know, Bill and I have a relationship. I mean, it's a kind of a weird relationship.
Right.
But, you know, for whatever it is, some sort of Irish blood brother thing, we actually can get along. And he's actually been a good guest on my show. I've been on his show many times. I could spend an afternoon with Bill O'Reilly.
Well,
in fact, I'd love to get him laid. That's what he needs desperately more than anything. He actually probably could be a decent guy if he'd get some.
He's the Irish guy that doesn't get laid in the bar and ends up at the end of the night getting into a... Beth Ann McBride, our wonderful, you're a wonderful Christian, but I know he's married. I know he's married. He's just talking about in general going out and getting him laid, you know. Oh, incidentally, Beth Ann has come into the studio, our executive producer, Bill. I'm going to read the note. I love him. He just said that he doesn't exclusively date black women.
I know, but I wish I was black.
Why do you wish you were black?
I have a better chance, maybe.
No, he just told it. That's a myth. That's not
a
myth. I apologize, Bill.
See, women don't listen.
They just don't listen. And final question for you, Bill. Look into your crystal ball. Tell me where you think we're all going to be a year from now. What do you think is going to happen? That involves everything, the election and the world and where, you know, Iraq, all of that. I mean, you talk about it on your show, and I love it.
I will give you my prediction.
Thank you very much.
It's two parts. The first part is that Barack Obama will win this election. I think the support for McCain that people have now is a springtime support. It's spring. We like John McCain. We all do. You know, he's a colorful character. He's a war hero. He sacrificed for this country. You know, no matter what horrible crud he's saying, he begins it with, "My friends,
Right.
You know, he's a very hard guy not to like. So there's a lot of sentimental appreciation for John McCain.
Sure, of course.
But this country is on the wrong track, desperately. People know it. They're hurting in a very real way right now. So come November, when they go into that voting booth, it's not going to be like the last two elections where they had the luxury of voting for the guy they wanted to have the barbecue with. We can't vote barbecue this time. I think people get that. I think when they go in that booth, they're going to go, you know what? And it's a little risky. I don't really trust the black guy that much. And I like McCain, but I got to admit, I think the black guy's smarter, and we need that right now.
Right, right.
That's number one.
Hope you're right.
The other thing that's going to happen is that Barack Obama is going to get elected. He's going to take office. And I certainly hope that he finds in America the same kind of partner that John F. Kennedy found in 1961 when he said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country, because that's sort of what Obama is saying. But I don't think he has the same kind of partnership. I think Americans are not the same as they were in 1961. And that's going to be the day of reckoning when we find out that the rot is a lot deeper than George Bush. Right. I may be wrong. Maybe it just was all George Bush. But I think what Barack Obama is going to find is that he also has to deal with a country that's full of babies who are used to being pandered to. No one wants to give up their special interests. There's a lot of entrenched greed in this country. We'll see how much change he can really bring about. But I wouldn't be surprised if people are disappointed.
All right. Well, you know, I like that. And your real time comes back, what, the end of August?
Is that August 22nd.
August 22nd. I was right about the date. Go see Bill.
Thank you.
At DAR Constitution Hall. It's going to be this Thursday, May 29th, 8 o'clock p.m. Bill, please come back on the show.
Real
we
pleasure.
Love talking to you.
You really had fun with you.
You got the, one of the best shows on television.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to everything
you
do.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Bill Maher, and I love talking to that guy.
Yeah. Hope he comes back.
You love him?
I do.
I didn't know you loved him.
Yeah,
see, that surprises me, with the, especially with
so
the political
smart.
Differences.
I know.
You wouldn't tell him to go to hell, would you?
No, I would not.
Just me.
In time.
Yeah.
Just
she would follow him into hell.
Just the American University graduate.
Without thinking.
Yeah. The Republican hooker question, I pulled it right off the internet.
That was great.
2004 was arguing with that, and I, you know, who knows? It's the internet.
Right.
He probably would admit to the hooker thing, just wouldn't say it was a Republican.
You'll never know unless you ask.
All right. So where the hell are we in the show right now? Oh, the Hollywood hot sheet. You never got to it.
Up next.
Yeah. Did we settle the thing about the blind people and the taste test?
Oh, yeah, I've got four.
You already have four blind people?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Marty, Lewis,
Marie,
and somebody else. Jay.
Very good. All right. Hollywood hot sheet coming right up. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.